Hey friends, welcome to the Jesus Collective podcast. My name's Matt. We're so glad you're tracking with us. Jesus Collective is a new relational network of churches and leaders with a vision to unite, amplify, and equip this Jesus-centered movement that God is raising up all over the place. During this pilot season, we're experimenting with different ways to build relationships with people in this movement, to put language to what Jesus-centered means, and to have meaningful and honest, equipping conversations about the issues and opportunities facing our churches in this increasingly post-Christian context we find ourselves in. So, this podcast is one of those tools. You might find a number of different types of conversation formats shared here, and we hope you find it meaningful and engaging. You can learn more about us, join our mailing list, find information about upcoming online and in-person events, all that good stuff, at our microsite at jesuscollective.com, or you can find us on social media. And hey, we love hearing feedback and ideas and just meeting new Jesus-y people, so you can always reach out by email at connect@jesuscollective.com. We'd love to hear from you. All right, let's get on with the podcast.
To kick off our time of sharing this morning, I'm going to invite two people to join me up here at the front. I'm going to invite Maggie John, she'll make her way up, and Bruxy Cavey, who will also make his way up. And we just wanted to take a few minutes off the top and get them to share a little bit about their about the story, the origin of Jesus Collective, and their involvement in that. So Bruxy Cavey is a senior pastor here at the Meeting House. I'm sure many of you are aware. You can sit wherever you want. And Maggie John, she attends the Meeting House. She is the chair of our overseers board. So she is the one giving leadership to the direction of this church. She is the one who gets to boss Bruxy around, which we all love her for. She also has sat on the advisory council in the early formational days of Jesus Collective. She has been a voice giving insight and input into what that looks like and direction. And so we just want to hear from them for a few minutes on their perspective of that. Maggie, I'm going to give this one to you.
Okay.
Bruxy, if you can just start us off, can you just give us a sense of like the beginning story? Where did Jesus Collective come from? Why do we find ourselves in this room today?
Thanks, Carmen. Yeah, just to give you some context then, and this is a real privilege to have you here today, I have to say. Started years ago, maybe literally decades ago, a couple decades ago, where we at the Meeting House started to get a steady stream of people initiating contact with us, which has not diminished but only grows to this day, saying, you guys seem to be on a journey that we would like to join you in. Some version of that. I'm paraphrasing hundreds of conversations. We would get emails and social media texts and phone calls from pastors primarily, but also other Christians. Some all along a spectrum of saying, I want to join you in your journey by somehow becoming part of the Meeting House, or I'm really happy with my church or my denomination, but I want to learn and partner and connect in some way. And so a whole spectrum of that. And we've spent years trying to figure out how to respond to these, because we just didn't have a category to put those kind of requests into. We're all, as many of you who are church leaders know, we're busy taking care of our churches. And so we thought, how do we create a space? And then we thought, if we are going to, and in connection with Maggie and our overseers team, began to dream, if we are to begin to respond to these emails and telephone calls, is there a way we could do that that doesn't make it all about the Meeting House? So that hear particular people or churches through podcasts or make connections, but to be able to say, so all they might know is what's the Meeting House doing, but for us to say, be able to respond and say, well, here's something that's not branded the Meeting House that we want to invite other voices into, and rather than just learn from us, we have a lot to learn as well, let's learn together. And so we began to think, if we're going to invest the energy into some kind of network or hub to help people connect with one another who are making contact, what do we call it, and how do we give birth to it? So that's where we are in the process. Jesus Collective doesn't officially launch until 2020. These are opportunities for us to do some pre-seeding and get feedback as we go at the very earliest stages. That's what you're a part of here today. So we often think of right now, the stage of development is that someone had to take the initiative in this, and after we said, let's make it about something bigger than the universe, I'm doing a series on Genesis 1, 2, 3, and 4, and so I've got universe in my head, bigger than the Meeting House. If we want it to be bigger than the Meeting House,
Oh, boy.
You're a pastor. That is your universe. You get really... So we said, if we want to do that, now I forget what my thought was, but I'm sure it was a great thought. Bottom line is... We started to look around and say, is someone else already doing this? Because we don't want to compete. We want to just get it, be a lot better for us just to lend our support. And we couldn't find something like this happening. We did due diligence. And we're hoping we would find something so we could just support that and direct people there. Since we couldn't find it, we said, all right, we will take the initiative. And our understanding right now is that Jesus Collective is a baby then that the Meeting House wants to give birth to. But like babies who are born, we hope that our child will grow up and mature and live a life, and then we'll be able to sit at the table along with everyone else. And so it won't just be about the Meeting House. But at this stage, the Meeting House is, we're fundraising for it. We're pooling leadership together. We're trying to organize to give this baby a healthy birth weight. But then we're hoping that this will be something that grows well beyond the Meeting House. And that's the stage we're at now.
Maggie, do you want to add anything to that, or did he cover it?
Yeah, I think Brexy did cover it. I think from the overseer's perspective, this idea of our church always being in a posture of listening and a posture of we don't have it all, we don't know it all, but how do we create a community where we can learn and also, just be at a table where we can learn from other groups and we can grow. And ultimately, that's what we're excited about, is the fact that, yeah, we get to birth this baby, but along with hopefully many of you, we can all sit at the table and see, how can we see this grow? How can we see this add to the kingdom of God? And look at things like, how do we bring more people to know Jesus? Like Jesus-centered teaching and thinking and processing life. You know, I hear so many stats of people leaving the church, and this true desire of wanting to know Jesus, but just tired of church. And so, and I see a lot of you nodding your head. So how do we do that effectively as the kingdom? Not as the Meeting House, not as your separate churches, because we can all build more churches. But is that going to bring people to a true understanding of who Jesus truly is in their lives and how they walk that out every single day? So if we can have those discussions, bounce off ideas, learn from each other, I think that is the core and the heart of what we see Jesus Collective being.
That's so beautiful. And I hope that you all are just catching the glimpse that you are at the very beginning. You're a part of this birthing process. And for any mother in the room, I'm sorry for how many times we're acknowledging that this birthing analogy. But this is really neat to be all together as we figure out what this looks like and dialogue. So please engage today, because this is invaluable information as we continue to step into Jesus Collective. Maggie, reflecting the diversity of God's kingdom is so important in all scopes, and we would all acknowledge that. Can you speak to a little bit about why is that so significant for Jesus Collective? What do you foresee as the challenges that lay ahead, and what will it take for us to kind of really truly step into that?
Yeah, I think when we think of diversity, if Jesus Collective is not diverse, then we're not accomplishing what we need to accomplish. I think the kingdom of God is so diverse, and we so want that to be what Jesus Collective looks like. I heard an amazing statement last week, and I'm just toying with it in my mind. Diversity, the difference between diversity and inclusion. So diversity is inviting somebody to the party. Inclusion is asking them to dance. And I just, like, my mind just blew, because I think that's exactly it. So we can invite people to the party, but if we're not engaging, if we're not hearing different perspectives and different worldviews when it comes to the kingdom of God, when it comes to how do we live out our lives, when it comes to our worldview, then we're not effectively replicating what the kingdom of God is going to look like, or looks like. We're not replicating what heaven is going to look like. So it is so important, I think, from the overseer's perspective as well, I know that's Brexy's heart and the senior pastor's, is that Jesus Collective is a place where other voices are comfortable, could be felt like they're being heard, as well as, again, this Jesus-centered teaching of how do we do this well. So I think that only makes us stronger. It only makes Jesus Collective stronger. It only makes the kingdom stronger. And so how do we do that? And yeah, I think you're right, Carmen. There are a lot of challenges. I mean, people need to see people that look like them in order to feel like they are welcome, that they're invited to dance. And so I know that's the story for me, is just not always wanting to be the only. And so I think those are challenges of, again, welcoming wanting to hear diverse thoughts, inviting people to have their voices heard. And sometimes that means actually asking, how do you feel about this? How do you see this? And just being in someone's face a little bit more so that they feel like their voice can be heard and that they're being listened to. These are all key parts in trying to make sure that we, not just trying, making sure that we have a diverse voice when it comes to Jesus Collective.
That's beautiful. Bruxy, would you like to add anything to what Maggie said?
Amen.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thanks. That was very well spoken. So I want to hear from both of you personally, Maggie, as a lay person within the Meeting House, but also as the one who gives leadership to our church, and as a Christian, you're a professional in the world. And then Bruxy, as a senior pastor, as someone who wears that pastoral hat, just want to hear from both of you. What excites you most about Jesus Collective? What is it as you look down the road, knowing that we're so early on and the road ahead, actually the potential is broad and wide? What excites you? What is your hope as we think of Jesus Collective? Why don't we start with you, Maggie?
I am so excited about Jesus Collective. I work in the media world, in the Christian media world, and you know, it's kind of sad. You know, there's a lot of vitriol and a lot of hate out there right now when it comes to a number of topics we won't get into. But I love this idea of, again, this table or this dance floor of people just coming together with the full focus of Jesus. You know, I think, and I think my mind is focused on so many stories that I cover outside of this realm where the church is just really vilified or the church is looked at for the things that it is against. And I think if we can come together and say, yeah, like at the end of the day, our focus is making Jesus famous. It's making sure that people know who he truly is, that people fall in love with him. You know, I just heard a stat recently, and I think, Carmen, you might have been at this event. Barna did a recent study. And like, it's scary that 64% of young people who grew up in the church, actually, you know, grew up in some sort of a church and has that background, are leaving the church. They're leaving for many different issues and many different reasons. But again, this true desire to still follow Jesus, this true desire for discipleship, which has been a real focus here at the Meeting House as well. And so how do we do that? And we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you're doing effectively. We also want to share what we're doing effectively and just say, yeah, like, how can we make this a better movement for Jesus? And so, again, I think the reason why I'm so excited about Jesus Collective is because we can get together as a unified front and say, yeah, let's put aside some of our differences. Let's talk about the things that we agree on. And again, the center point has to be Jesus. And as long as we could agree with that, we can move forward again with the priority and the perception of reaching out to a younger generation who has said goodbye, I don't need you, I'm not interested, or even those who have no desire to even get to know who Jesus is because they have a perception already. So I'm just so excited about the potential. As Bruxy said, 2020 is going to be so exciting as we fully launch Jesus Collective, and we are so excited to have you all here to hear more about how we can all join the table together.
Of the hundreds of pastors, church leaders who have gotten in touch with us from North America, Europe, and Africa, there's many of them have a similar story of getting to a point in their ministry where they kind of have a rebirth of their own faith, a reinvigoration of their own faith. And in many cases, it's because they feel like they've stumbled across the missing ingredient or the secret ingredient to make it all work. And in the end, it ends up being Jesus. And we think, how did he become the secret ingredient to our faith? But there are many of us, and this has been my journey personally over the last number of years, I didn't go necessarily through a dark night of the soul, but just through a time of saying, isn't there a better version of this thing that I'm already doing? And finding that Jesus and his centrality really was for me the turning point, and then finding out that there's just something that God is doing at this point in time, perhaps around the world, for many just evangelical, God-loving, Bible-believing Christians who are just having a falling in love again experience with Jesus. And so if we can facilitate us encouraging one another in that process, I look forward to just the gift we'll be able to give back to the wider body of Christ to say that there's other pastors and other Christians out there who are in the same place and just kind of haven't rediscovered the Jesus they've already once discovered in a fresh way. So I look forward to the strengthening of the church as just a gift that the hard work we're doing here can become as we give that back to the church. And then I think it's just a purer, better gospel when it's pared down to the simplicity of Jesus. So I look forward to then what the church is going to be offering the world outside in generations to come. And that's a world I want my kids to grow up in. So I'm excited to do this hard work to be a part of that now.
Amazing. We really appreciate both of what you have done in your leadership at the formational stages of Jesus Collective. And I hope that some of what they're excited about ignites within you, that there's already starting to be pings to say, I have felt that, or that longing is there, or at least that urgency of the stakes are really high when we see the mass exodus of young adults leaving our church. And this is all a piece of that. So thank you for sharing a bit of your insight, your excitement, and for your leadership in what Jesus Collective has been. Can we thank Maggie and Bruxy for what they've shared?
Thanks for listening. And hey, don't forget to check in at JesusCollective.com, where you can learn more about us, join our mailing list, find info about upcoming online and in-person events, all that good stuff. Or you can find us on social media too. And listening is such an important part of our journey, especially in these early days. So you can feel free to reach out to us with ideas and feedback and suggestions. You can always connect with us by email at connect@JesusCollective.com. We'd love to hear from you.